We continue our learning of the Mishmas Stavya ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We're in Kalim Perachov Dalid Mishnah Aleph. We're going to see that this perek is unique. It's going to discuss many principles that we are familiar with already, and it's simply illustrating how you could have similar kalim, which are going to be subject to different laws of tumah, depending on how they're constructed, depending on the function that they have. We'll see that most of the Mishnais end with the phrase tahor miklum. It is completely tahor, and because of that, these Mishnais became very fitting to learn for a yahrzeit, someone who's passed away. In fact, certain siddurim have this perek, the 24th perek of Maseches Kalim, at the end, besides the 7th perek of Mikvos and some other Mishnayos as well, that are learned for someone who has passed away. In fact, we have, even within our family, we have a letter written in Yiddish many years ago, before my great-great-grandfather was killed in the Shoah, a letter that he sent to the United States, written in Yiddish to his son, to my great grandfather, about the fact that he hasn't written to him in a while. Also the fact that he says, you know, we don't live forever, and after I pass away, I want you to say Kaddish, and I want you to study the 24th Perek of Kalim. So there's something very significant about this Perek, based on the fact that the Mishnais end with Tahora Miklum, but as we'll see, the principles are principles that we're familiar with. The Aruch HaShulchan and others claim that there may be Chidushim in these Mishnais as well, and we'll hopefully point those out also. Shlosha Trisimheim. There are three different halachos that relate to a shield, a tris. So the first category is tris hakafuf, tamei midras. So the first, we'll see the Mishnais are divided in such a way. The highest level of tumah, when does this particular kli with this particular name, when do we say it's tamei midras? What type of kli, when do we say that a tris, in this case, a shield is going not going to be tamei medras, but it'll be tamei tamei mace, which includes other types of tumas mago, tumas sheretz, and the like. And then that which is tahora miklum, it's not susceptible to tumah at all. So the first of the three tris and the three shields is the tris hakafuf, the bench shield, that is tamei midras. Why is that? So Baratunu tells you, Shemakifin es ha'adam mishalosh ruchot, it's called kafuf, it's bent because it surrounds the very large shield that someone would use in battle, where it surrounds the person on three sides. It's tamei midras to usr the shriva, because people sleep or will lie upon it, sheshochvim alav b'milchama, during the time of war, and when they take a rest between battles. The kol shekein, Shetame Tameme. So we know this rule already. The Kai Malon from that famous Mishnah Nida in the sixth parak, Kola Tame Medris is Tame Tameme. So certainly if it's Tame Tame Medris, this Trisas Akafuf, it's also Tame Tumas Mace and Tumas Sheretz, etc. So, but this first, because people lie upon it and it does not interfere with its use, although you can't use it as a shield and lie on it at the same time, they're used at different times. You use it as a shield during the daytime when you're not fighting. So then you're going to use it to lie upon, and therefore it's tamei tamei medras. Second category, the type of tris, based on a different function, v'shemesachakim bo bakunfon. We had the word before kumpon, which is the same thing. That was the sporting tournaments. This is a tris that's used in sporting tournaments, and Tanura says, each person has his sword in one hand, utris katan agol, a circular type of shield in the other, kafuf biyado, as well as that's now on his in his left hand, ulemedin lahagen kol echad b'migino, it's part of training. They learn how to protect themselves, how to protect and defend themselves, shelo yakeo chavero. So this type of tris, people don't lie upon, so therefore it's not tamei medras, but shemesachim baba kunfon tamei tamei meis. It's going to be tamei meis, and as we said, tamei meis means all types of contact type of tumah, maga tumah, a sheretz, an avela, any type of tumah that we speak of to be tamei from an avhatumah. Of course, tamei tamei meis. the highest level of those. And then the third type of tris, of shield, is viditzas ha'arviin, the ditza, like ditza v'chedva. So what does that mean? So Bar Teruah says, tris katan bios, a very small shield, sha'arviim osim l'ditza ulesimcha v'leschok. The Arabs use it just for playing around. Ve'eno kli shel tashmitz, it serves no function, no practical function at all. And only a kli that serves a function do we say is mekabel tumah. So this is not mekabel tumah at all. So we kind of know these principles already, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, I want to tell you what this Mishnah teaches me. He says, the Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? The Tris HaKafuf, it's the first type of Tris, Tamei Medris. Shelo Tomar, Shelo Nase Klal Shchiva, V'Hashchiva Akroi Bomu. The lying down on this three, this very large shield that's used during war. Okay, you lie in it. They're not all lying on it. It's not the bed that they use at night necessarily. Once in a while, they may use it for that purpose. For kamash malan, the chiddush of the Mishnah is the kaven de ishmil chama darko lefa'amim bekach. It's mitame medrash. So that is Mishnah number one. Three types of shields based on their function. Therefore, three different levels of tuma midras. Tamei Meis, and then Tahora Miklum. Shalosh Agalos, and Mishnah Beis. There are three types of wagons. Ha'asuya Kekatedra Tamei Medras. This is the first one. This is where you have a chair that was made for women, whether we travel on a camel or on a wagon. It's a very large chair. So imagine like a wheelchair. Imagine a wheelchair had like a four wheels and a very large seat. So that very large and maybe, let's say, a nice fancy seat. So this, although it's a wagon, but there's the seat, there's a bench on it, and therefore that's Tamei Medras. So it has it's enclosed on three sides, has three walls, and katedra is a very fancy chair, and therefore it's Tamei Medras. The Miuchadis Liyeshiva, says the Bartun, it's in fact designated for people to sit on. So of course it's Tamei Medras, and of course it, what follows is that it's Tamei with all the other types of Tamei as well. Kimita, if you have an agola, this is the second category of agolos, of wagons, that is Tamei Tamei Meis. That's not going to be Tamei Tamei Medras. Now, what does that mean? It's Kimita. Mita, that's reclining. So he explains like this, says the Bar Tanura, Shiaruka, it's long, in other words, as opposed to being like a katedra, like a wagon where there's a seat to sit on. This is rather, this is long, like a bed. But it's umyuchedes, not for sitting or lying. You put your merchandise on it, and it's an agola. You bring the wagon from place to place in order to sell. V'hashochev ba'om rimlo. What happens when someone sits on it or lies on it? We say, amod v'nasem alachteinu, get up. We're trying to do our work. Get off of that. And therefore, it's obviously not for sitting or lying, and therefore it's not tamei meis, but it's tamei tamei meis, and of course tamei sheretz and nevela, all the tumas maga that we know. And number three, the third type of agola, which we know, of course, is going to be not susceptible to tumah at all, v'shal avanim tahor miklum. Now, this doesn't mean it's made out of avanim, that would be obvious, but v'shal avanim means it's a wagon that's made to transfer stones from place to place, so that's tahor miklum. It's made out of wood, let's say. But so why is tahor miklum? You can put the things inside. So says the Bar Tanura, v'fisha prutza mitachti sa nikavim gedolim kimotzi rimon. It's open from the bottom. The floor of it is so wide that maybe the stones don't fall out, but rimonim would fall out, and therefore it's tahora miklum. What's the chiddush of this mishnah? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is, by the way, in Aruch HaShulchan Ha'asin, Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. He says, you want me to tell you the chiddush? In fact, a couple of chiddushim. Number one, v'kamash malon, da'af al-gav de'bivadai de'gam ba'asuyos kemita shemolichi bahem schora. Yeah, even the middle category, where it looks like a bed, and we tell you, amod v'asem alachtenu. It's true, you bring merchandise, but sometimes he lies upon it, reclines, or sometimes he sits on it. Mikom makom, it's still not tamei medras. Lo mikri makom yeshiva ushriva, because v'zehu ka'omrim lo amod nasem alachteinu. So that's the chiddush. I would have thought it's made like a bed. You could lie on it. No, If someone will lie and we don't tell him to get up, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Va'odribus gadola kamashma. Ah, there's a bigger chiddush here. Deshalavanim tormi klum. The last one. An agala, a wagon that transports large stones from place to place. So what's the chiddush there? We said it's tormi klum because the pomegranates would fall out because the holes on the bottom are so big. Vahare shoninu perek yud zayin. We learned in the 17th perek, disalin shel pas. When you're talking about baskets that are used to hold bread, loaves of bread, shuniki vasan kikaros, the enitarin bimotzirimon. We said there that it doesn't matter that pomegranates fall out because loaves of bread will not. And since it's made to transport or to hold loaves of bread, so that defines whether it has the status of a kli or not. Pomegranates don't define it. If pomegranates fall out, it doesn't matter as long as the loaves of bread don't fall out. So I would have thought the same thing would be true over here. Since the rocks don't fall out, why is that tahor miklum? Why is that namakabel tumah? Just because pomegranates fall through mikol makom ba'agala shel avanim ein alav tsuras kli. It doesn't even have the form of a kli of a utensil at all. Mipnei shekulo paritz is completely open. Ulechein, you don't have walls around it at all. But lechein tahor legamri. That's why it's tahor legamri. Yeah, the stones may not fall through the bottom, but because it doesn't have a form, it's flat. Doesn't have a form of a kli. It's just a flat. Imagine some of these things. You go to Home Depot, you go to Costco, so you get one of these things. It's not even a cart, just something very flat. And you put things on top of it. The stones stay on. There may be holes there. They fall, don't fall through. It doesn't have a form of a kli at all. And therefore, it's not makabel tumah.